Welcome to the debut episode of Who the Hell Are You on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. We're launching it today with factory Acura Prairie World Challenge driver Ryan Eversley, you might also know from his excellent Dinner with Racers podcast. The same 50 questions, with a few alternates thrown in depending upon the guest, will follow every Tuesday through the Rolex 24 at Daytona in January. After the Who the Hell Are You debut with Eversley, in no particular order, our 14 remaining guests are 1999 kart champion and two-time Indy 500 winner Juan Pablo Montoya, ALMS and Pirelli World Challenge Series champion Patrick Long, four-time Champ Car champion and Le Mans winner Sebastian Bourdais, ALMS champion and Le Mans winner Joey Hand, the voice of sports car racing John Hindoff from Radio Le Mans, new IMSA prototype champion Jordan Taylor, IndyCar champion and Indy 500 winner Ryan Hunter Ray, NASCAR Rookie of the Year and sports car madman Andy Lally, four-time IndyCar Series champ and Indy 500 winner Scott Dixon, NBCSN Formula One pit reporter Will Buxton, open wheel and sports car standout Catherine Legg, IndyCar driver, IMSA champ and NBCSN IndyCar host Townsend Bell, sports car ace Ryan Dial, and Justin Bell. A lifeline to call Eversley's Dinner with Racers co-conspirator Sean Heckman was required. And other than that, I'll leave the rest of episode one of Who the Hell Are You for you to enjoy. Each episode is one or more segments where earmuffs are required. So if you're sensitive to anything other than saintly conversation, you have been warned. You can get every episode of more than 200 Marshall Pruitt podcasts on iTunes, Podbean, our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and for quadruple redundancy, they'll also be posted to marshallpruitt.com. All right, here we go with Ryan Eversley. You're my first guest.
Oh boy.
Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Who the hell are you?
Nobody.
All right, are you ready?
Oh, is there more?
Oh, we're not done, but
I
thanks
that
for
was
coming.
It.
Okay. This can be rapid fire. This can expand however long we want. I haven't had dinner. I might start to get hungry.
I hear you.
So don't dick around too much. Ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
What is your full name?
Ryan Ames Eversley.
Birthplace and date, please.
That would be Duluth, Georgia, 12/22/83.
How many languages do you speak, and what are they?
I struggle with English. That's it.
You did attempt to tell us that four
is
was
letter.
A letter.
It is. It is.
In another podcast, so I will not argue with that. Are you left or right-handed?
Left-handed.
If the Purge ever becomes ratified by the government, who are you taking out first?
Out of everybody?
Out of everybody.
Oh, God.
One day, free,
Heckman.
Kill anyone you want. Sean Heckman?
Sean Heckman.
Surprised it hasn't happened already. Left or right-footed?
Ambidextrous.
What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Probably Pandora.
How old were you when you first started to walk?
No clue. 12.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
Current, like in the moment?
Yes.
Probably Migos. Close second with the National.
I'll go with you on the latter. Most hated vegetable or fruit?
Beets.
What's your favorite musician or band of all time?
Ooh, tough to go against the Beatles.
Have you ever been catfished or catfished anyone?
No.
Favorite album?
Oof, man. It's like 100 choices.
This is coming from a man who can wield a race car at immense speeds while calculating distance, speed, braking, turning, forces,
computing fuel, you don't
fuel,
like any of those things.
Time.
Like the speed you like. You don't come up to like the corkscrew and the kink at Road America at the same time and go, okay, which one am I going to take? let's just say Cyndi Lauper's Greatest Hits.
Also something I suspected.
Yep.
Have you ever lost a parent or sibling?
For like a day?
Permanently.
Oh, permanently, no. Still got them all. Can't get rid of me yet.
Favorite song?
Jesus. Either Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. Or Down by the Seaside by Led Zeppelin.
What is the highest level of education you've completed?
I have a high school diploma, and I was a 3-day graduate of the Panos Racing School.
certificate recipient.
Yep.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
I had sake last night at dinner with Petey.
0 days.
0 days.
What's your favorite song by Taylor Swift?
Can I have like five options? I just don't know the names. I know I like some of them.
All of them are wrong. You are an adult male. You should have no favorite songs by Taylor Swift.
Whatever. Get out of here. Could be worse.
Have you ever gotten to a fist fight? And if so, set the stage. Did you win or lose?
First one I got in, I was like, I just drove through my old neighborhood the other day for the first time in years and pointed out to a friend of mine. I was like, oh, that's where I had my first fist fight. Lost. I was about 8 years old. Kid hit me in the head with a branch. That sucked. High school, I got in a couple. Ninth grade. And after that, pretty much mellowed out. I'd say like 50% win ratio.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
Oh, man. Define dumb in this case. Like just like,
something that you looked back upon and said that was really stupid purchase.
Actually stupid. Just had a great idea. Dumbest purchase I ever made. That's a great question because I've got nothing. You know what? Okay. I bought a mini drone about a year ago, and I'm like, I'm going to play with this all the time. And it was like $80, and I flew it once. That's probably not the dumbest, but it's the first thing that came to mind.
Coming to an eBay or Craigslist near you?
Nah, I'm too lazy. That's what makes it dumb.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
My helmet, I have the lyrics from a song called John by Lil Wayne featuring Rick Ross. And the lyrics are on the song. I wrote, it says John 3:20, I think, but that's not a psalm. It's the time in the song that it comes on. But it's I get money to kill time, dead clocks. Which is, you know, if you think about it, it's kind of my job to beat the clock, so.
What is your shoe size?
I'm a 10.
As a teen, where did you hide the porn stash?
Let's see. I had a couple of VHS tapes in the back of my sock drawer. And then I had like an Easy Rider magazine I stole from my dad's shop that I actually hid in my, I had like an old shoe box. And then I put the shoe paper, you know, but I put the magazine underneath it, and it was about the right size.
Smart.
And then I put some old cheese in there, so no one ever. Yeah. I mean, no, I didn't have one.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have the...
How many and why?
Oh, Jesus. Fine. I have the Nacional logo on my left shoulder.
As an Ayrton Senna's sponsor?
Correct. I have a scar. I crashed a dirt bike years ago, and I was like, you know, 12 years old. And it basically like just nicked off the top of my shoulder, so I had this perfectly round scar that I hated. And I wanted to cover it with something, and Senna is one of my all-time heroes, more for his philanthropy, but also because he was a badass race car driver. And I wanted to get something that was a tribute to him, but wasn't overly obvious. So I've got the Nacional logo, and it's under my it's on my right shoulder, and I find the significance that I'm deaf in my left ear. So sometimes, if I'm having like a little bit of a doubt in myself, I'll think to myself like, "Listen to your shoulder," you know. I was in a hot tub at Efren Oliveira's wedding, and a buddy of his is Brazilian, like straight off the boat, Brazilian, flew to and fro. And, you know, we're all hanging out having beers the day before his wedding, and I stand up out of the hot tub because I was, like, you know, neck deep. And he saw it, and he went, Nacional? And I was like, yeah. He's like, Senna? And I was like, yeah. And now I'm hugging some strange Brazilian dude in a hot tub. I'm like, well, stays in Mexico, I guess, until this podcast.
How many times have you had your heart broken?
I'd say 3 for Dale.
Do they know it?
Probably. Yeah, I'd say so.
When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
I haven't Googled myself in a while, like my own name, but I'll Google the podcast to see what comes up, just in case, you know, there's something I need to make fun of as well. But no, I haven't. It's been a little while, you know. It's fun to type in. So Lally and I did this a couple of years ago. I can't remember who we did it to. I'll ask him to see if I can remember. Because what we basically were like, I think if you Google something enough times, it'll become part of the search criteria.
Yes.
So we would type in, it's probably Pompelli or something, like, is Spencer Pompelli, you know, and then you just name any sort of thing you want to name that's horrible. And then you go, Spencer Pompelli is, and then you name, you know, all these different things. And we did that about 500 times in a night from two laptops, just sitting next to each other drinking beers. Like, oh, yeah, never heard if it worked out.
Can you rap?
I wrote a song last year about Bill Riley. So, no, but I try.
What is the worst piece of advice you've received?
Worst piece of advice? I can't say that I've received like a common theme, like, you know, like when someone says, always go for it or something like that. But I can say that I had a teacher in seventh or eighth grade. I remember the teacher. I don't remember the grade. Probably failed it. The teacher basically said, when I told him I was going to be a race car driver one day, like, absolutely not. You'll never make it as that. You'll never get anywhere. There's no point. And just basically shut it down completely. And I think about that teacher every now and then, because in reality, he probably wasn't really wrong, because the odds are stupidly against your possibility of that happening. But in this case, he was, and I knew it at the time and I know it now, but I could have been completely wrong. You know, could be homeless.
Seinfeld, funniest TV show of all time, or the worst pile of garbage ever made?
Neither.
That would be wrong. It's the worst pile of garbage ever made.
I can find something good in it.
What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy?
Have you ever heard of the Fast Tracks RC car?
Yes.
Okay, so when I was about 7 or 8, my next door neighbor Brian, who's like my best friend, he got a Fast Tracks for his birthday. And his birthday was in like November. So I'm like, oh man, Fast Tracks. I got to have Fast Tracks. Got to have Fast Tracks. They had a truck that was neon yellow. And then they had like a futuristic car looking guy that was neon orange. And they were both awesome. And the thing was, it hauled ass, right? So I'm really like, I got to get this Fast Tracks. Got to have this Fast Tracks. So then a couple of months later, my birthday rolls around. And my mom's like so excited to like show me what she, you know, like, oh, you're going to love your gift. I'm like, oh, I got Fast Tracks coming. I got Fast Tracks. I rip open the paper and I see, the first thing I see is front suspension, which is a problem because Fast Tracks was tank tracks. You know what I mean? So there shouldn't be front suspension. There should be no free wheels or uprights or anything. And I'm like, And I rip the back off and the backside was tracked. And so literally the name of the toy was Half Tracks. And I was like, are you kidding me here? Like Fast Track, Half Tracks? You literally got half the present. And by the way, I'm a shitty kid because I should have been thankful I'd have a toy. But she's like, oh, but I thought, you know, because it turns as well as tracks, you love this. And I'm like, half. The name is Half Tracks. Again, shitty kid. However, being a racer, I thought, this thing's not going to turn for shit because it's got so much grip in the back with these big tank tracks. And the front's got these tiny little tires. So the thing's just going to push like crazy. And sure as shit, I take it out in the cul-de-sac. 30 minutes in, I go to like cut a sharp turn straight into the curb, into the cul-de-sac, and just blows the right front off. Yeah.
This explains a lot.
Fast Tracks. Didn't get one.
A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, right, would you?
Sure, why not?
Is there a game show or reality show you would like to be on?
I don't know that I would be good at it, but I like the show Alone, and I like the show Naked and Afraid. I'd probably die. You know, I'd probably not make it, but I do really like those shows.
Have you ever worn a hat that reads, I'm with Hillary, or Make America Great Again?
I have not.
Something for your bucket list? Tupac or Biggie?
Ooh, man. I got to go Biggie. East Coaster, man.
I'll agree with that. What is the name of the last book you read?
Shit. It's a biography. I got to think. So basically, a soldier that I find pretty interesting is a guy named Nate. Oh, my God. Did you see the movie Generation Kill? The series on HBO, yes. Generation Kill. So Nate, I can't remember his last name now. He was one of the commanding officers that was in the show. And I thought, you know, I'm like, that's a pretty neat guy in the show. And so I did some research on him, and he's a pretty neat guy. And I think he's I can't remember his name now. It's Nathan something. But I read his biography about his trip to Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff like that. I really like biographies, and I also really enjoy war stories and, you know, things like that, because that's real. You know, that's history, and it's also pretty probably the craziest, scariest thing you could ever do, to go to war and I read a lot of those.
So clearly you'll be reading that again to give proper honor to his sacrifice.
I want
to
say
since he's
Nathan
not even worthy
Fick.
Of having a last name.
I think it's Nathan Fick or Nate Fick, but...
Why aren't you married?
I think at this job, the way I've proceeded to do it, I had to commit 100% to, like, no overhead, no kids, no, you know, no, no, I don't have a house, I have an apartment, I don't have a pet because I can't, I'm on the road all the time, and I commit myself to this career fully, and I've had, you know, long-term girlfriends and things like that, but I can't say that I haven't found the right girl. I've dated some pretty amazing women. I've met some amazing people through the sport, and I think I kind of chose selfishly my career or my thoughts and goals on things over committing to somebody else. And so probably for those reasons, but not against it. I'd love to be married at some point. I love kids. I could see myself possibly having kids at some point, but I don't want to say I'm blaming my career. I wouldn't change a thing, but I'd say my career has had a lot to do with it just from being so dedicated.
If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I would find?
Nicest website? Well, obviously racer.com or Road and Track.
Both lies.
I'm just going to go ahead and kiss that ass real quick. Nicest website? Define nice. Like, what are you getting at?
Nice. Something nice.
What's
something your grandmother would say, what a lovely child.
Probably Craigslist, because I do a lot of Craigslist snooping for cars and toys like that, you know, dirt bikes and motorcycles and just stupid stuff.
So a website where you take things for yourself you consider to be the height of the nicest sites you would browse.
Website where I pay money that I earned by risking my life for the entertainment of fans.
That's an interesting view. If you were gravely injured and stuck in the hospital,
yeah,
would you be concerned if your loved ones checked your browser history?
No, not at all.
What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
I hadn't really gone big on anything. I keep saying I'm going to buy the watch I've always wanted. And when I won St. Pete, I was like, all right, I'm going to buy that watch. It's like a, first, I was like, I got the factory right. I got a little bit more money coming in. I'm going to buy, like, a, you know, get that watch. And then didn't do it. And then I won St. Pete. And I was like, all right, that's a good, like, you know, got to, like, commemorate that win. Didn't do it. Won Road America last year, both races. I'm like, all right, I got to do it now. And I still haven't done it. But then this offseason, I bought the greatest thing I've ever bought, which when you asked me what the dumbest thing was, I thought, well, this is kind of dumb because it's funny, makes me laugh. It doesn't really provide anything other than enjoyment. But I bought a 1991 Honda Acty van, which is literally the size of this table, probably like wheelbase or front bumper to rear bumper, probably the length of this table, and maybe just a little bit wider. It's right-hand drive, manual 5-speed, has zero front crash structure. So if I hit anything in this thing, done. And it's got a, I think, 43 horsepower, three-cylinder engine, and it looks ridiculous. My followers overall, they know it. It's the coolest and dumbest thing I think I've ever bought. But I spent, some people ask all the time, I paid $7,000 for it. Came from Virginia. I drive it probably, I'm never home, but when I am home, I probably drive it a couple times a week. It is the best antidepressant I've ever heard of because, A, it's a right-hand drive golf cart, basically, you know, that Honda made, and it looks ridiculous. So driving it is fun. It's, you know, it's wheels right here, little 5-speed on the floor, sitting on the other side of the car, but it looks so adorable that everywhere you go, people are waving, honking, taking photos, asking you questions. So if you're in a bad mood and you drive this thing, 10 minutes into it, you're like, this is ridiculous. And you look over at the stop sign and people are like, hey, and you're just like, hello. So yeah. So my big, like, blow it out expenditure was a 1991 Honda Acty van. Gangsta.
Cats or dogs?
I had cats growing
up. Which tastes better?
Oh, cat, apparently. I just talked, my girlfriend spent like a year in Thailand and she ate cat once unknowingly, and then they told her afterwards and she was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, would you eat it again? She's like, yeah, it was delicious. Oh, all right. But I want a dog. I'm on the road too much, you know, till I settle down. I can't really think about doing that to an animal, not being there.
Have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of Intervention?
I don't know what else they would have you on there other than for drinking or drugs. So I would say no. But, I mean, if they had people on there for like racing, then absolutely. Because sometimes it's like stop talking, thinking, reading about racing. And it actually burns me out a little bit. So maybe.
Do you subscribe to any magazines that aren't about cars or racing? If so, what are they?
I do not.
Limited Horizons. Have you ever done
good
a port?
Housekeeping.
I will get you a subscription to Cat Fancy for Christmas. Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone at home in the bathroom?
Yes. And also naked. Not by choice. Phone rings. It's one of those things you can't not answer it. And you're like, well, this is happening.
If trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal? And what body part do you eat first?
Is this on someone else?
No.
Oh, it's myself. I would think that I'd have to take the meatiest part of me. So, well, I can't say that because that's my stomach, obviously, because I'm chubby. But I'd probably go for a leg, at least the calf muscles first, because that seems probably a pretty fatty part of me. Then maybe a bicep, something that I could hopefully survive, because the worst thing is you finish chewing down the calf muscle. You're like, hey, that wasn't so bad. I got another one over here. We'll figure it out. And then the plane shows up. And you're like, ah, shit. So I wouldn't want to do permanent damage if I didn't have to. And how long would it take? It's like, it's 45 minutes. I mean, did I have breakfast? How long have I, you know, was it a four-hour trip to get there? Those things kind of play into it.
In Living Color, Chappelle Show, or Key and Peele?
Ooh, Living Color was right before my time of being like able to watch whatever I wanted on TV. So I never really got into it. I watch it now, but at the time I didn't. So I didn't have the nuance of it being like, or not nuance, I should say, but like the experience of it being new and outrageous. Key and Peele, I love, but I have to go Chappelle Show because he kind of set the tone for Key and Peele. Key and Peele are fantastic. Heckman is obsessed with them, but I got to go Chappelle Show.
That's the correct answer.
That is correct, sir.
Name one thing you recently learned that everyone else on Earth knew except you.
Oh, I did just get this. So you listen to hip hop. There's a lyric at the beginning of a bunch of songs that everybody's using now where it just basically sounds like guy goes, would you wish it for, does it for, duffer? And apparently it says, if young Metro doesn't shoot you, I'll shoot you, or something like that. And I read that like yesterday and I thought, oh, I thought I was just mumbling. So I'm sure all my ATL folks probably already knew that. There was another one the other day, like an abbreviation. I was like, I knew that too the whole time. Here's one for you. Do your socks have holes in them?
Yes.
Okay.
At least one.
Right. Yeah. Somebody got me with that the other day and I was like, no, I guess they do. But then I said, you know, you got dark circles under your eyes, right? He said, no, I don't. I said, yeah, they're called nostrils. Gotcha, bitch.
Have your parents ever told you they were disappointed by your actions or decisions?
Oh, yeah. What question is this? What number?
49.
Oh, that's it? Man, this is fun. I want to keep
going.
There's
one more.
First day I got a paintball gun, my buddy Clay Turbyville and I, who is one of my best friends still, but growing up he was like my partner in crime. First day we get the paintball guns, we think, all right, what are we going to do with these? We're going to shoot cars as they drive by in front of my parents' house on the highway. Like, they live a two-lane highway, whatever. So we go down to the end of the front of the driveway, and they live in the country now, so they have like, you know, there's an acre or two on each side to the next house. And my mom's got her white picket fence she dearly loves, and we're thinking, okay, we can just stick the barrel right through the fence and no one will see it. The sun's going down. It'd be great. And so first car's coming down the road and Clay's got his paintball gun. I've got mine. And as soon as the car gets, you know, like right in trajectory, pow, pow, you know, we shoot it. And we're like, oh, you know, laugh like Cartman. And he drives off and never stops anything. We're like, ah, awesome. All right, let's get the next one. And so the next one, a couple of minutes later, you know, full on like coming down the thing and like, pow, pow, we get it. Yeah, like, oh, yeah, look at us. Third one comes, and as it comes by, we're like, boom, boom, and slams on the brakes. And we're like, so we take off and haul ass down behind the barn. So they keep going and they drive off. They're like, oh, close one. That was a close one right there. And 5 minutes later, a car comes back and turns up the driveway, lights up the whole tree. So we know someone's coming to the driveway. And we're like, oh, shit. So it turns out it's my neighbor from three houses down. Because you know what? Your neighbor uses the street in front of your house to get to their house. But when you're 13 and you think you're hot shit with a paintball gun, you might not realize that. So it was my kid that I went to school with's mom, this kid named Jake Thompson. His mom comes back and she's got like a Volvo C70 or whatever with this giant red splat in the back. And I hear my mom from like, you know, half a mile away, like, Ryan! I'm like, oh, shit. So I go up there. I'm like, hey, mom, what's going on? Just cool as can be. She's like, don't you give me that shit. Get the paintball gun now. So I lost that after having it for like an hour and a half. But the funny thing was, is I look at the car and I'm like, there's only one splatter on here. And I go to my buddy Clay. He's like, oh, yeah, I wasn't shooting any of them. Dick. Yeah. There's plenty more, but that's the first thing that came to mind.
Last question in Ryan Eversley, who the hell are you? If you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by blowjob?
I'm curious on the symptoms that would cause the fatality on the second option. What are we talking here? Is it a...
Physical exhaustion? Mental exhaustion?
Nah. Physical.
Depletion
would make sense. I mean, eventually you're going to run out of... Okay, I'm going to stop at that sentence. So why cheeseburger?
You are an American.
Right, but I mean, like, I could eat steak, you know?
You're an American. Cheeseburger. Well,
when you ask that question to Heckman, I mean, he's probably going to go with the latter because, you know, he wants one, but... What could he say? Chicken sandwich? Because that's pretty American. Just to stay on theme.
That's not the question as it's
okay,
written.
I'm the first person that you've asked this to? Well, I'm the first person that's done this. You don't change that question. Like, that
it's
has to
stay.
It's not
changing.
Like, I'm going to listen to Hinchcliffe just to hear, like, what he says. Jesus Christ. To be clear, depletion or exhaustion or whatever on that side, not like she... chomps the thing, or he chomps the thing off for that matter, and then you bleed out or anything. It's just exhaustion. Okay. And then on the burger side, it's like a heart attack or just like overeating, or what's the...
Arteries will eventually clog. Digestive system might shut down.
Man, we were trying to figure out what spring rates to run tomorrow for qualifying, and this is a harder question than that. Can I phone a friend?
You can. Who are we calling?
Colin Heckman. Not calling my girlfriend.
Hello.
I need you to answer a question, and I can't tell you why.
Okay.
If you... were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by chicken sandwich or death by blowjob, and you are receiving the blowjob?
Thanks for the clarification, first of all.
Yeah.
Do you want the full clarification or just the answer?
Both.
Sandwich.
Okay.
Because I don't like those.
Oh. What?
Yeah, we probably never had this conversation. I don't like them.
You don't like chicken sandwiches?
No, I love chicken sandwiches.
You don't like blowjobs?
Have we determined if chicken sandwich is code word?
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's a pretty easy choice for me.
So. All right, that's all I needed.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks.
Goodbye. All right.
So you phoned a friend. How has that informed your decision?
It hasn't. I just thought it'd be kind of funny to hear what Heckman had to say. Most of the things I do in life are based on that. I'm like, drive this car or that car next year. Hey, Heckman.
Should we call Simon Pagino, another person who receives calls from you?
He would probably not answer because he's like super religious about his regiment. You know, like I'm sure he's at dinner right now, and as soon as that's over, he's probably like going to get perfect 8 hours of sleep, you know, and the whole thing. So he probably wouldn't answer. He'd send me a text first thing in the morning and go, everything okay? I could just call 10 people right now.
We're still waiting on an answer, Ryan Eversley.
I think it's funny that I didn't think to clarify that death by blowjob meant receiving and not giving for myself, but I did when I was explaining it to Heckman. So I wouldn't clarify that for the next guest like you didn't for me either, because maybe they're like, oh, like I choked to death. And you're like, oh, so that's where you went with it.
There's nothing saying you could not provide while receiving.
Right,
but ultimately, you're most likely not going to kill the person who's trying to kill you.
I'm going to go with death by blowjob. Yeah. And
Ryan Eversley.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe way to go.
After 50 questions, I can safely say I still don't know who the hell you are.
Nobody.
And that was episode 1 of Who the Hell Are You with Ryan Eversley. Ryan's preparing to release season 3 of Dinner with Racers in the coming weeks. Check back next Tuesday when episode 2 with either Bell, Borde, Buxton, Dial, Dixon, Montoya, Hand, Hindoff, Hunter Ray, Lally, Leg, Long, Taylor, or Justin Bell drops. If you want to hear one more than the others for episode 2 or want to share in the conversation, please use the hashtag WhoTheHellAreYou and give me some feedback. All right. I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.